Last time on Lawful Stupid.
I still got the gem that's got the little bit of the proprietor in it, right? The little fire gem. I'm going to feed it to Gorp.
Gorp eats this rock. The proprietor disappears. And you watch as Gorp begins to grow in size and his scales begin to turn red. Cassiel transforms into a giant dragon and he lands you guys at the base of this mountain.
Everybody off.
Yeah, I call out to Topaz in Draconic and I say, Almighty Earthshaker, appear before us.
The Grand Magus appears before you.
Can I just have that? And he points to the globe.
No.
My answer is, Gorp, eat this!
And Gorp chomps it down. Forth from his back is a second set of wings.
Not cool, okay?
I'll take Cassiel's hand and start booking it.
You can't just run. You have something I need.
That's just fine. I've been dying for a piece of you. Gorp, time to rip and roar! And we're going to use our breath weapon on that fucker.
So you guys get out of the cavern, and Cassiel, without question, just transforms.
Oh, get on.
So if Wynn is listening right now, perhaps he understands that unless he comes and helps us, he has no existence or meaning, and maybe he's trickling away in this world to be forgotten forever.
All your stories are lost right now.
We are the only ones who know.
You could start with us, and we could spread your word, and I would do that, but you know what? You've got to show your friggin' face for that.
Let's just start shaking random trees. Get out of here, you sick bastard!
You hear the ruffling of feathers as this bipedal figure says,
You guys are a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So to repaint the scene, you three are in the proprietor's house?
Sounds about right.
Okay. Question mark or period? Is that a statement?
Yeah,
I think we're just outside of his house.
No, I thought you landed.
I think Wynn came out of the woods.
Yeah, because you were shaking trees.
He literally came out of the woodwork.
Yep, you were like, I go shake a tree.
Get out of here, you stick bastard.
Because I remember that like broke me in the recording because I listened to the last 10 minutes to catch up. So yeah, the last thing Wynn said was,
You guys are a bunch of assholes. Or jerks, actually. I think he said jerks.
We're the last three from Goron, so you kind of need us too.
I still exist.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't Goron anymore. Neither are we. So it looks like there's four of us to do good quick math.
Listen here, Ware. The longer you talk, the less I remember about you.
Yeah, what's your name again?
It's Ware.
How?
Who? Who's on first?
Why? What? With an H.
What? What? Why did you summon me?
Well, looks like we're going to need you help.
If you want Goron to return anyway.
You've got to fight someone pretty strong. You've heard of, your stories. Your stories probably involve. Have you heard of the Grand Magus? Got any stories about him?
Of course, yes.
All right, you got any stories about him being beaten? Anywhere else? Like, how did he come to power? What's that look like?
It's not like I know his life story. I know of how he came into Goron. It's pretty powerful. Traversed the corridors.
Yeah, we did too. Yep, were we pretty powerful? What do you got in that book? What's it say about us?
Shrug. I don't have the book.
You are the book. You are the book, right?
He is made of tree.
You're saying a lot of things there.
All right, here's the top down.
Yeah.
How do we fight him? Well, what powers do you have that you can help us stop him?
I mean, plenty. Pretty cool. I've done a lot of cool stuff, but why would I help?
Did he miss the part where there's no more Goron without, like, sis, take over. I don't know what to say here. I thought I said it.
Sure, but I'm here now, so the story's here.
But you're so small. What happened to you?
Okay, first of all, that... You're not wrong.
Way I figure it, if nobody remembers you, it means nobody can believe in you. If nobody can believe in you, you can't really exist. So, if we run off and get killed by the Grand Magus, who's going to believe in you?
Do you believe in me?
With all my heart.
That's pretty hard to argue with. Oh, what do you need from me?
He grows an inch taller.
We need you to fight the Grand Magus for us.
Oh, hard pass.
Get in there. We're tagging you in.
I wouldn't even fight my own sister.
Who's your sister? Alright. Was she here? Would she fight for us? Is she better than you to do that with?
For you?
Wouldn't she be gone now since Goron's gone?
Oh yeah, just you now, bud.
Wen raises up and crosses his fingers.
Is there anyone out there that's strong enough to help us fight the Grand Magus? Seems like he's just shows a lot of power and people can sense it. They're running away.
That's true. But,
he looks at Gwarp.
That's pretty cool. I haven't seen that before. Gwarp. You guys, that was a smart move, putting dragons in a dragon.
We improvised.
So what's your plan? You need juice from me? You want me? I'm not fighting the Grand Magus. That's a non-starter.
Is Cassiel around? Is he part of this conversation?
Yeah, he's around.
Hey, Cassie, what I'd really like to see, what would be really cool, is there any way, you said that he ate your siblings.
Yeah.
What if we could punch him so hard in the gut he spit him back up?
I don't
or whatever the metaphysical version of that is.
How that works? Yeah, you could try and, you know, separate their energies because they're still there in theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a way to get him to pick them up, in theory.
Well, actually, we need it in practice.
Yeah. Look to Wen.
Wen is giggling. His, like, glowing eyes that are on his mask are, like, now half circles because he's, like, smiling, but he has no mouth.
That's funny. Yeah. Have we thought about taking him apart bit by bit?
I just did now.
I mean, that's an option, but he's ostensibly stronger than us. That's the problem.
Yeah. Let's do the math. How many does he have? How many do you have? What's the math like there?
I think it's 4 to 3, right?
1, 2, Earth, and 4. Yes, it's 4 to 3. Yep.
Gwarp has 2. Cassiel's.
If Cassiel still refuses to let Gwarp eat him.
We've got Sapphire, Topaz.
Well, you have Fire and Topaz right now.
But we've also got, Proprietor. He's here. That's number 3.
Well, and no, Cassiel's you already 4. Have Fire. I labeled Fire already.
But yeah. We've got Sapphire.
So no,
we've got Topaz.
A little
no, you don't have Sapphire.
Echo
you
of have, Sapphire.
We have just a piece of
Sapphire,
it.
Sapphire, yeah, she's just a small backup piece. You don't have the full juice.
Yeah,
well, it's
so,
like 3.5 to 3.
Well, it's 2.5 to 4.
And then Cassiel says, look, listen, once we get to the point we have to fight, I will jump back in the gym and I'll go in Gorb's body. But if you motherfuckers don't bring me back, I'm going to be pissed when I eventually come back. If you leave me in Gorp, I'm going to be so mad.
You can just tell Gorp to have diarrhea problems, and that will give us problems, and then we'll fix it out.
Gorp doesn't use the restroom. Everybody needs to know that he's just a spirit.
He has a mouth. He has to have a back end.
We know the rules. I heard him somewhere. If you got a mouth, you got a butt.
That's what I heard. If they have a mouth.
He uses it all. He's very fuel efficient. There's no waste.
Wynn, have you heard that story? Is that a story that's been passed down through Goron for years?
He only eats dragon souls.
It's a very important story. It's a tale as old as time. If it has a mouth, it has a butt. If it has a butt, we can kill it.
He only eats for recreation or comic relief.
Is that Gus? Are you talking about Gus again? Or Gorp?
So he has a butthole, is what you're saying. We could. If there's a butt, we can put something in it.
I wish Gus was here. We've been eating stale rations this whole time.
That's true. I miss Gus.
So do I. But he has a wife.
Anyway,
had a wife.
Had a wife. Yeah.
Has. Oh,
well. Oh, yeah. They're all dead now. Anyway. Fuck. all right. Well. Okay, so it's 4-3. When to answer your question that you asked only a moment ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
I think I know how to solve this problem.
All right.
I go up can eat meat.
I don't know if that'll work. He's like, the whole thing is dragon goes in. Are you a dragon? I mean, I know you got wings.
I'm not a dragon. I'm not a dragon, but I've got some juice. It won't quite be like the same, but it's better than nothing. Assuming it works the same way.
You think you're worth like a whole gym dragon?
Yeah, that's kind of hurtful. Probably. No, I don't think I was ever toe-to-toe with him, even in my greatest form. I'm not a... Maybe Aya, but not me.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, every little bit's gonna help.
You guys could get Aya. That's what you should do.
She's gone, presumably. Right?
Unless she wasn't in Goron.
I'm not hiding from her. I mean, for no reason. Pretty sure she's still around.
Do you know where?
I can figure it out real quick, but I don't. Listen, I. That seems like a bad idea.
What is she the goddess of?
The broken? Time and creation, sorry.
Hmm, crazy. We've got that in it, sort of here.
Yeah, she created most of Goron, and then we kind of got to add in. She was kind of unhappy with some of our additions. Remember the Tieflings? Hated them.
I know one who's pretty cool.
Yeah, me too.
Captain Renwick Tindall.
Yep, I was looking at it.
Well, that's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could bottle her. That's some juice. She's collected a lot of that when she, went through the Pantheon.
I mean, I don't see why the whole of creation or the world would possibly need a rogue goddess who killed all of her siblings and now has no home because it's been destroyed. Like, probably better off in Gorp's tummy, right?
Well, I agree with that.
I'm not mad at it, but how are you going to get her there is the question.
Some clever convincing.
Ask her real nice.
Yeah, she like done being mad now, or she's still tramping around pretty angry?
What if we give her you? Do you think that...
No, that's a bad idea.
You're right. I mean... What if she wants to get you real bad, right?
Yeah, she does, yes.
So what if... Here's what we do. You let her know that you're here. She comes after you immediately, right? She's going to want to get you.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen if I stop cloaking myself.
Right. then you hop in Gorp's belly. Then if she wants to get to you, she's got to go in there. And then...
Or kill Gorp, right?
Well, no, because she'll... No, that'd be fine. She'll have to get in there, and then there'll be a battle of wills between Gorp and Aya.
It's a battle for the ages.
Like a meta battle inside of him, like with ideals, and they'll be playing chess.
It's almost like Aya and... Devin, what's your god's name?
Bellamy,
the big one. No, the big one.
Oh, wait,
from your world.
Wait, what was the question again?
Who's the big person that like had all the feelings Nova? About her lover? Nova, yes.
It's almost like Aya and Nova are playing chess inside Gorp this whole time, and that's been our campaign story.
That's actually where everything takes place, is inside
Gorp. Yep, everyone knows. Everything is light.
Gorpon.
We could do that. I mean, I like the idea of me being safe inside Gorp. Not gonna lie, that sounds fun. But you guys think you could kill a god? Or eat a god?
I mean, we're trying to kill a guy who's eaten four gods, so like, I think if we can't handle Dragons. One, we're kind of fucked either way, you know?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, we need to get juiced up and we need to figure out a way to take on that guy. Out of curiosity, do you have, like, either the Grand Magus' story or even, I don't know, our father's story that accompanies his?
Are you asking if I have, like, details? Well, yeah, what do you want to know? I'll see if I can answer.
Just see if I can, I don't know, pinpoint the guy's motivations. Why he's doing what he's doing, or is he just being chaos?
He's trying to reverse events that have already transpired, and he needs more than just the Time Dragon's ability to do that. Because even if he just turned back time, that wouldn't mean he was strong enough to stop what happened.
He just needs to let it go, it seems like.
Yeah, what if we just go live our lives? What happens then? If we just find new lives here? Not even...
Well, here's going to be gone if he does what he does.
Well, or is it? You did destroy all of Goron, so first of all, it's not like a backseas there.
It kind of begs the question, what is he trying to undo? Maybe it's a good thing.
That's a good question.
And also, if he undoes the thing that he undoes, does it undo us destroying Goron?
That's a good question, yeah.
Maybe it's the move. Maybe we should be helping the Grand Magus.
Maybe you should.
I want to ready an attack. 15 years from now, when the world goes back to normal, I want to go home and shake the hands of all the Derringers and tell them I love them and I missed them.
I mean, I can bring her here and then hide in Gorp, but then you guys are gonna have to deal with her.
I think that's the move. I mean,
it seems like all of you he's pretty powerful. The way you all talking about, like, knowing the power he's got, and we don't have much like other options because everyone seems like, well, it's like, hey, time to go fight. You're saying like, well, no, like I'm not powerful enough. So
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm scared shitless of Aya, so I'm probably scared shitless of the Grand Magus too.
I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop in Gorp, Cassio. I think we're going to need all the firepower we can get to take down Aya.
Okay, that's fine. And he walks over to Darling and just kind of absorbs himself into the bracelet again.
Out of character real quick, I'm not fucking up real bad, right? Like, we don't need him for anything else, right? Like, he's not going to take us to the Grand... Like,
if we want to ride to wherever he is... I guess Gorp can, I don't know, hopefully get big enough to carry all of us at that point.
I mean, technically he can't even carry me until I'm level 15, but...
He's got enough dragon juice. Don't even worry about that.
He's got a lot of wings now. Yeah, I think Gorp could probably take us to him. Especially in blimp mode. He'd be unstoppable.
That's true.
Dirigible. He's a Zeppelin.
Or we borrow Cassiel so Darling can figure out time a little bit more before we head on to the big boss.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't want to be like, hey, Cassiel, you're done. But if we're about to fight a god, I also want to have as much juice as possible.
Well, if she can get anything else to learn out of manipulating time out of that, I think might be a little bit worth it for him to stick around just a little bit longer.
Okay.
But otherwise, stuff him in.
What if we trap Aya and into, I mean, in other words, we've trapped people in them before. What if, I've got an idea. I think people need to be holding them gems when I say the phrase and it absorbs them. What if we do put Wen in the dragon, Gorp, and she has to come and, take him, but he's in a gym. You'd have to be willing to go into a gym, I imagine. That maybe that would work. And then when she gets the gym, and that may mean sacrificing Gwarp, but you can bring him back, right? And then I say the words when she gets the gym, because she's got her brother in this gym, and I say the words, and hopefully it's a long shot, but...
What if we just hand her one of the empty gyms?
Or we could say something like the one that Cassiel's in. Maybe he comes out and she goes into that one. I don't know if that works that way.
What if we beat the britches off of her and then hold the stone against her forehead and you say the words?
Enough. Let's do it. Like a Pokemon. You do have to get their HP down a little bit.
I, for one, like that plan a lot. Will you beat up Aya and I don't have to worry about her anymore? That
one's big for me.
Please fight
my sister for me.
Yeah, can you guys fight my sister, please? She's
scared.
You got
it, I mean, I'm in there.
You beat up a girl. You're a man's man. I like it.
I don't know why we're still talking about it when we could be about it. Let's.
We could try some words first and then throw the punches of magic.
The first thing I said is we're going to ask her nice.
Okay.
She's probably going to say no, though.
Darling, let's hear your tough talk, darling. Darling, what would you say to her if she shows up? You give us your tough talk to her right now. What are you going to say? Yeah.
Hey, we would like to save the world. Could we borrow some of your magic power or something?
I think her first words are going to be, have you seen my brother?
Well, I think it's important you jump into Gwarp after she... You can go na-na-na-na-boo-boo and then you hop in Gwarp.
Oh, shit. I love that.
I think that's the move.
That feels about right, yeah.
I can't wait.
I hope this is what we do. Fast forward us to the moment. Let's go.
Devin says, just fucking drop the cloaks. All right, so we're sure that's what we're doing. That's fine if that's what we're doing. We just need to be ready. Because when I nana nana boo boo and go into Gwarp, that's up to you guys.
It's on. I think we're ready.
Hey, Cassiel, can you rewind time? Like, in case we mess up a few times?
Can you create a save point for us, Cassiel?
It depends. I think.
Sis, you could do 1 minute back, right? You've got some magical thing that lets you turn back a minute or give us a second try.
It's difficult, but I can try.
But if Cassiel could do it for free, that's great.
I just want to remind you guys, there are static points that I can't go backwards through.
Okay, what makes it a static point? What do we need to avoid in order for this to not be a static point?
Probably us getting murdered by A is one of those.
Fixed points are things that were meant to happen, almost. Or they were so impactful to the timelines that you can't undo them without destroying far more than is safe.
Huh.
So far, eating dragons has done that. That's the first time I've seen it, really.
Okay.
First time I've seen someone eat a dragon, too, though, so...
Okay, alright.
Pretty scary stuff. Wasn't really worried about my mortality until then.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, sure. Alright, let's do it. Throw me in that thing's belly.
Okay.
Gwarp. He tilts his head back and opens his mouth.
Just dead eyes.
Toss the gem after taking out the bracelet.
Smart. You're not getting my bracelet, bitch. Okay, Shane, describe the wings that are that sprout from.
Yeah, you see basically these metal, they almost look like gears. It's like clockwork wings that come out, and you see like these faint ticking that it's incurring all around as these big clockwork wings protrude. Yet another set for Gwarp. He is bling blinging.
That's really fucking cool. You guys ready?
As ready as we'll ever be.
It's morphin' time.
I hop on Gwarp, pull down my goggles, as I'll ever be. Also.
Okay, good.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why? It's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly... Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy. A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try, but we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
Wen walks over towards Gwarp, and he, like, pats him on the head.
All right, you're gonna be gentle, right?
Gwarp.
I like the cut of your jib. All right.
Wen, like, backs up a little bit.
All right, you gotta be ready, because when this happens, I'm jumping in your mouth, okay?
Gwarp licks his lips and uninches his jaw.
Dead eyes.
All right, we're going to do this. And so Wen stands silently for a second. And you hear, like, the world goes silent. Like, you typically hear the rustling of wind, the breathing of people, the settling of stone and the earth or the world as it moves. But it all goes silent. You can hear your own heartbeat. You can hear the heartbeat of your compatriots. And before you appears Aya. Let's see. Let's pull up Aya's sheet.
Infinity.
We might have made a mistake here.
Every stat is just a sideways 8 for some reason.
I say Nana and a boo-boo and I jump into Gorp's mouth.
So this female elf appears before you, and she's got this thick braid of hair that resembles the stars and the sunlight itself. It almost glows and shines, and her eyes are like moonlight. Her skin is of ivory and marble color, and she's wearing this simple but flowy dress. And you hear as she appears and takes a gaze over you guys, and she sees Wynn, and she says,
"Brother."
No, boo boo. And he jumps towards Gorp, sucks himself into his mask, and Gorp slurps him down. And so Gorp then erupts a fourth pair of wings made of bramble and vines and leaves and given the power of story.
Well, that wasn't very nice and quite cowardice. What do you three want?
Looks to Darling.
Take it away, diplomat.
A little help taking care of the Grand Magus and maybe bringing Goron back.
Why would I care about any of that?
Because that's where your family is? Or was?
Oh no, they're not there anymore.
What about Cathiel and the other dragons?
I could care less for their nonsense.
Seems like you don't care about much.
Oh, I'm pretty spiteful these days.
Why is that?
Oh, you must know. You make something of beauty, something of peace, something of perfection. And then others just ruin it, don't they?
That's what brothers do.
Yeah. That's why I took care of them.
For just getting rid of them?
Oh, yes. They are no longer with us. Just missing one.
Well, I did see the painting.
Oh, yeah. It's fine work.
Have you ever tried talking it out?
I did that once, yeah. Didn't go well for me. So now I go by the old adage,
she raises a fist and like closes it.
Might is right, as it were.
What? Goron's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna have to start over, right? Something that nobody can mess up this time.
That's correct.
But like you said, might is right, and there's this Grand Magus fella out there, and he's gonna have the whole power to rewrite creation however he sees fit. Not just this world or Goron, but all of them.
It's a pretty good point.
So wouldn't he just get in the way of the new world you want to make that's perfect?
You know what? That's a great point. I hadn't really thought of that. But why would he? Why would he care what I do with my door?
Well, the way I figure it, once somebody gets a taste of power, once they get a taste of control, this is somebody whose whole drive in life, who will unmake and remake worlds and has done and will do again in order to right some wrong, some imperfection that he's seen. And so you think somebody who wants that level of control, somebody who's done all that to get things right, won't do whatever it takes to make sure nothing can ever go wrong again?
Including competing against you?
You guys are quite brilliant. And I had not thought of it that way. What are you proposing, then?
Well, we want your help. We want you to help us take it down the Grand Magus, and then you go your way, we go ours, and you make your perfect world, and maybe we'll come visit.
So what do I get out of that? I can already make my perfect world. You do have something I want, though.
Oh, when? No, you don't need to worry about him. What you need to worry about is the Grand Magus. Like you said, Midas, right?
Sure. He's dangerous. I came here for when? That's why I didn't just rebuild.
Oh, he's been at...
Don't lie to me, dear. I can see his fucking forest wings right here.
He's been eaten. Can't he just stay eaten and gone?
No, because I know that he's still alive. I've seen this bullshit before.
Rest in peace, poor fella.
I don't enjoy this game.
Why don't you just give him his own world to mess up and fuck around with?
Interesting thoughts. Why don't I just break those wings off, Gwarp?
That would hurt him.
But it would hurt when?
And you'd have to go through me.
No, okay, but that's not really a threat now, is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably not. You're right. You're so right, Miss, what do I call you? Goddess of the Forever Worlds?
You can call me Aya.
Aya? Look here. Hatred is never something to hold on to, right? It's actually just eating you alive. We know that for a fact. You're just going to be miserable until, you know, you satiate this appetite, whatever it is. What is it you want? What would appease you? Why are you so angry in the first place?
Why does his opinion even matter?
Oh, it doesn't. Which is why it should be silenced.
Yeah, opinions are like monsters' buttholes. Every monster's got one, and that's why you can kill it.
Yeah, especially astral dragons. No, I get it.
I didn't think you meant to do that. That's great.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Did you say a-hole dragons or astral?
I said astral dragons.
Oh, okay. I heard something else. Never mind. You didn't make a joke, but it would have been funny if you had.
Astral dragons.
Yeah, but okay.
I don't know if that made it better or worse.
When you say it slow like that, it's like explaining it. And now... And then I say the phrase that sucks a person into a rock.
Do you got a rock on you?
We all like had one. Yeah,
he should. We kind of split him up, and he never got one that got juice. So,
sure, okay. You're holding a rock, and you say that. Do you want to go into the rock?
I touch it to her.
You don't.
I figure the person saying it like doesn't go in. I don't know how this works. It's magic.
Every time you've sucked somebody in it, they've been touching it.
I just don't think you're going to be allowed to touch her.
I'm going to throw it at her then as I say it.
She steps aside. Come on.
No, I fastball. I Randy Johnson that thing. There's
okay,
no way
fine.
She's dodging that.
Roll a ranged attack. She'll roll a saving throw.
Thank good. Yeah, let's let the... Oh, no. It's not going to work. Wait, a ranged attack?
Yeah, you're throwing something, fucker.
What are my weapons anyway? I just want to know like what I... let's see.
Devin goes, is this how this game works still?
I'm just going to do short bow. Does that work? I have that.
No, because you're not proficient. Yeah, just roll a d20.
At throwing rocks? I've been throwing rocks my whole life.
It's an improvised weapon. You don't have improvised weapon proficiency.
Roll a d20 and add your dexterity.
If I could turn back. Okay, d20. Let's see, D20, where are you at, baby boy? There we go. Let's go ahead and roll that and see if we even need to roll. Not going to matter. Oh, wait. Nah, I don't know. That's for attack.
It's not going to matter.
Well, no, plus dexterity, it's a 14.
Good luck. I know what she rolled, so.
I did it. Hold on. I'm going to use my luck feature and re-roll that.
You should.
It's a 17. I'm going to burn it again, baby. Hold on, I'm just going to use them all.
You know there's a pretty good chance that even if you crit, it's not good enough, right?
You know what? I have three of them. Let's just go ahead and use them all.
What is your dexterity bonus?
It critted.
Okay.
Plus five.
What's your dex? Okay.
The luckiest throw.
You throw the stone, and she steps aside.
He fainted three times, and on the third he released it.
She still steps aside. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that didn't go as planned. And then I throw the other rock, which is actually the plan I had. The first one was a fake rock. So she
went
would...
naming at you.
No. All right. That's my turn. That's my turn.
That's my turn.
She looks back at you. What the fuck was that?
Well, it was the plan, and we were going to put you in this rock, and Grop was going to eat you. I'm just giving everything up right now because I don't know what else to do. Please don't kill me.
I'm going to carve you up. And she.
Hot. But we just. He kind of opens the top button of his shirt and, like, puts his hands out, and it's like his head up. D West.
Darling, just.
She's too turned on. I'm Austin powering her right now. She's just been Austin powered.
Warp tilts his head and says, "Excellent. I was tired of this idle chatter. I've been granted the power of speech and story, but I still don't care for this useless tongue wagging. To battle, winch."
Dwayne, get control of your campaign right now.
I can't get over you going, I just pull my shirt open. Just split me open, baby.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh, man, that's super good.
Initiative, right?
Yeah, before initiative, in her right hand appears this, like, marble... steak, like a essentially something you'd stab somebody with, and she says, "Well, I guess I'm just gonna take you apart piece by piece." Roll initiative.
Not sound fun.
Yeah, fighting a god?
It's a little late to get new characters in this game.
Yeah, I know, because if it's a TPK, the story's going to end a certain way.
All right, shoot, where'd it go?
So I got to finish up my initiative. Seat by character real quick.
What? So 16 for Osiris.
It's also a 16 for Darling.
It's a 6 for your boy, Drake.
Darling's got less dexterity, right?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got five.
Let's see how she did.
She gets 100 because she's a god or whatever.
That's not how it works. She also critted. That's why I was laughing the entire time. Motherfucker.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I guess she critted.
No one dodges a rock for me. Now we've got a grudge. Grudge match. Here we go. Let me zoom in here a little bit.
Yeah, so she's 20 yards away, unless you guys have a problem with that because you guys were having a conversation. Because we didn't really establish that.
I don't know. 20 feet is kind of a long way to throw a stone at a goddess. I feel like that makes Osiris like way ballsier if he fastballs special this from 20 feet out. I mean,
I definitely
20 yards is 60 feet. Yeah, that's fair. So 10 yards.
20 yards. Yeah, she telegraphed that move or whatever it's called. Like,
is it 10 yards
coming,
30 just feet? Like.
What? 10 yards is 30 feet. Sorry. But I mean, still, like, yeah, okay. Maybe she's closer then.
That's good. That's the only thing I said. Is it's just kind of funny if Osiris like lobbed it from 30 or 20 feet.
Yeah. What if I used
maybe 10 feet?
Let's make her 5 yards away.
Why are you in yards today?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm using yards. Anyways, she's 10 feet away. What do you want to do, Devin?
I should have used fast hands. I have that feature. used it to talk you into letting me do the thing. So I'm up first, or is she up first?
Oh, no, she's up first. Oh,
okay, go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's rough. So we'll start with... Holy shit.
That's rough, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll start with everybody making a constitution saving throw.
Four.
Six for your boy.
Oh my Critty god. Failed.
Ten.
Oh wait. Do I get the, is that the thing I can get just automatic tens on that?
I think that's just for ability checks, my guy. I don't think it's for saving throws.
Saves, okay.
Yeah, yeah, well, saving throws.
Crit-fail.
Okay. So nobody succeeded?
Correct.
All right, you each take 66 radiant damage.
66?
As in 66.
Mm-hmm.
60
mm-hmm.
and then 6 more.
Yes. Yeah. As she releases this nova of radiant energy, what about Gorp?
He rolled a 10. He also failed.
Okay, so he
can I use uncanny dodge
well.
On that?
But, isn't that like when you succeed, or you take your reaction?
No, use reaction to take half the attack, the damage attack against you, attacks damage against you.
Yeah, you can.
Does it count as a spell?
It just says attack. It didn't say melee. It just says an attack.
Oh well, no, it just says attack, not a save, though. Or does it say when you take damage?
No, it says attack.
Yeah, so this isn't an attack. It's a save.
I'm trying to, man.
And by the way, Shane, basically the way I'm going to handle Gorp's stats for the dragon boosty bit is for every gem he has, he gets another set of his HP. So if his HP is like 50, he gets another 50 for each gem. And then for
his
each,
HP is 75.
Then he gets another 75. So, essentially, he's going to have a shit ton of HP.
Got it. So, 75 but, times 4 is his HP.
Yep.
Does this count as a spell? Because I have things I can do.
Mm.
I was going to say, man, you almost killed him.
No, it's a spell-like ability.
Okay.
So, like, the ground below you guys essentially is raised, like... And the building behind you is just taking a bunch of damage, and there's like golden light pouring up from the ground into the sky from where she essentially just made a 30 foot radius. Sorry, why am I in yards today? Jesus, 30 foot radius.
Football fan?
No, I mean yeah, kind of, but not like you. 30 foot radius is just fucking barren. And then that moves us over to Osiris.
10 feet away? Is that what we decided?
Yep.
Gonna immediately move full distance away, which I think is just 30 feet. And then I will just, oh, you know what? I might as well use one of these. I'm going to use my wand. No, you know what? I'll pull out a bag of tricks. I'm going to pull out a creature. A little ball of fur. Let's see what we get. The creature this time is a... It's a giant rat. So pull from my bag, and I roll this thing towards... blah 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 blah. Aya, I can put it up to 20 feet of me, so I'm gonna roll it out 20 feet, and this giant rat like forms out of this ball, and that will be. Just make sure that it's not a bonus action instead here. Yeah, it's an action, so that will be my turn.
Devin, I put a link to the giant rat in the chat for you.
Grazie.
You're going to need that. All right. Next up is going to be Darling.
I Everything sucks, and I hate everything. Yeah, sure. I guess it's do or die at this point. I would like to... As a reaction, because this is what it counts for, darling. She'll disappear in a little blink and appear elsewhere, and she'll be stepping into a moment of time. Just kind of like poofs and then reappears as soon as somebody opens their eyes, right next to Aya. Because she can move half her movement speed. And if we were 10 feet away, that's definitely 15. Within the 15 feet limit.
Yep.
She kind of just look at Aya. Just kind of just be like, my family's stupid. Just like your brothers are stupid. Can we not?
Roll a persuasion check.
That is a 31 sound.
She has the stake in one hand, and with her offhand she puts it on your shoulder and says,
"You make a valid point, dear."
And she like pats you on the cheek.
"I'll spare you."
And then she turns to face your brothers and Gorp. And that's where the episode ends.
Oh, no.
That's great. That's good. Oh, wait, that's us. Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to. Anyways. So, Shane, roll for humanity.
Yep. You know, we're still supporting Extra Life and the Children's Miracle Network. Really worthwhile organization. You've probably heard of them before. You will hear about them again, and we hope you will join us in rolling to make the world a little bit of a better place. We've rolled a 10, so that's 10 of our dollars going.
10!
Great!
Going their way, and we hope that you will join us to make that number big and strong. Like Gorp.
Like Gorp.
Four times the dragon.
All right, moving on. It's time to give wisdom to all the children in the world, but mostly my children. Does anybody have anything that they want to start with, or do you want me to kick it off tonight?
You know what? I saved a thing, but you go ahead and start.
All right, I'll kick it off tonight. I'm actually stealing mine, but I still think it's important. I'm actually going to read a quote here, if I can grab my phone. Those of you who are cool will get it. Those of you aren't, well, you know. All right.
I think I'm not good at these.
Yeah. So it's going to say, all right. So here's an important thing. Call a jack, call a spade, but always call a whore a lady. Their lives are hard enough and it never hurts to be polite.
What's that from?
Figured out, nerd.
It's from The Name of the Wind.
Oh, I just.
Yeah. His dad tells him that.
I was like, I've definitely heard it before.
Yep. But I love it. It's a great like thing. Just call shit like it is. But also be polite.
Yeah.
Be truthful but not callous.
Mine's in the same vein. It's a quote that came through and I was like, oh, I'm gonna use this for the pod. Never fight until you have to, but when it's time to fight, you fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and brother, it's starting to rain.
I actually like that. Oh man, that's super good.
I got one in theme of the episode. If you are
don't bite off more than you chew.
Don't bite off more. Nah, it's not that one.
Don't fight God.
No. If you're having, I don't know, issues with your siblings, just talk with them. Oh. They're going to be the people who are going to understand you most. And this lady's taking it way too far.
That's fair.
Don't let ladies fight your brothers. That's what I thought you were going to say. Don't let a lady fight your brother.
The most effective thing that you can do to have a happy and fulfilling life is to find someone in this world that you love and just keep on loving them.
That's a pretty cool one. We love you. Bye.
We love you.
Love you, bye.
Keep on loving you. Bye. Goodbye.
Keep on loving you, baby.
Keep on loving you, baby.